Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the top, the two dots. Kedei sheyirae alamayim. Tana Rabban. Shlosha tzrichim sheyirao. There's three things that you have to see, that have to be visible. That is, one is the afar sota, the afar in the sota waters, ve'efer para, and the ashes of the paraduma, barok yevama, and the spit that the yevama spits on the ground has to be visible to the zakeni. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, he adds another one, afdam tzipor, by the tara of the mitzora, that the dam has to be visible in the water. My time at Rabbi Shmuel, why does he add that? Why does he also hold that a dam has to be visible, dam tzipor, in the water? Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, it says the Pasuk, es tzipor achaya yikachota, and then it says, ve'seitz ha'erez, and the shniv tolas, and the ezov, and then it says, v'toval osam bedam tzipor. Betanya, and the Brisa says, Bedam, since it says Bedam, you have to toil in the dam. Yachol, I might think, Bedam, below b'mayim, you dafka dip it in only into the blood. Tamu lomar, but then it says, after that, b'mayim. Ibi b'mayim, if it says b'mayim, yachol, I might think, that dafka b'mayim, below b'dam, only in the water, not in the blood. Tamu lomar, there, if it says Bedam. Hakate said, so what is it? Is it in the water, or is it in the dam? So the Brisa says, Mevi maim, you have to bring water. Shadam tzipor nikar bam, and there it has to be that the dam tzipor is in it, but also has to be nikar, has to be visible in the water. So you mekayim both things, the water and the dam. Bekaman, how much is the shear of water that the dam can be visible in that? Revis. Ay v'rabanan, that they don't include in the list the dam tzipor of the mitzora. Because they say that pasuk is needed for the actual din that you have to toivel in blood and water, and not that it has to be visible dafka. Dehachi kama rachamana, because that's what the pasuk says. It says v'davalosam ve'es hatzipor achaya, and it says bedam hatzipor ashuta al hamay, to teach us that atbil bedam of hamayim, simply have to dip it into dam and water and blood both. And therefore, there's no limud, it has to be dafka visible. Ay, Rabbi Shmuel. What does he say about that? Im kain, if it's like the Rabbanan, then lichtam rachmana betaval behem. Could have just said, you toivel in them. And I would know you dip in the blood and the water. Bedam ubamayim lami. Why does he have to say explicitly the dam ubamayim lamali? Therefore, the nikr, therefore must be to tell us, like says Rabbi Shmuel, as his shita is, that it has to be visible. Ay, v'rabbana. Yikasav rachamana v'taval behem. If it would have said v'taval behem, havar mina, I would have thought that it means hay l'chude v'hay l'chude, that maybe I have to toivel in them, but them might meet each one separately. Toivel first in the blood, and then a separate kli in the water, that they're not mixed together. Kasav rachamana b'dam uv'mayim. Therefore, the Torah wrote together b'dam uv'mayim to teach us the arvan. It has to be mixed together. Ay, v'rabbi Shmuel. What does he say about that? He said, "La'arvan mikra chrine." That I know from another pasuk that has to be mixed together. Ksiv it says, "Veshachat etzatzipor ha'achat," and it says in the continuation of pasuk, "El klicheres al ma'im chayim." They shech the bird on top of the water. So, Mela, if I'm shechting on top of the water, isn't the blood therefore going into the water? And I know Mela that it has to be mixed. Ay, Rabbanan, what do they say about that? No. Imiyahu, if I only had that pasuk, I might think, Habamina de lishchate samuch lamana, bat venin ketinhu li vridin, ulekable ledam bemanachrina. I might think that it means I have to shecht over it, not that I shecht over it and let the blood drip into the water that I'm shechting over. No. Maybe the pshat is, I shecht it right, or the bird over the water, but I quickly, after I shecht it, I press on the main vessel in the neck, blood vessel, and then I don't let the blood go into the water, and then I let the blood out into another kli. So again, I wouldn't know that they have to be mixed together. Kamash malan, therefore I have to, has to say, betaval b'mayim ubedam, has to say in the pasuk to know that it has to be put together, that the blood and the water have to be together, and that's the way the Rabbanan learn. Baimine Rabbi Yirmiyami Rabbi Zira. He asked the following question here. Legabe this, bringing the bird of the Metzora. What happens if Gedola? If there, it's a big bird, and therefore it is a lot of blood, and therefore Madeches Esamayim, and it overwhelms the water, and you don't even see any water, just see dump. Or what about the opposite? Ktana, if it's a very tiny little bird, there's very little water, very little blood, and therefore Vinidches Mipnei Amayim, and then there's so much water, so much more water than blood, you're not even going to see the blood. Then Ma, what's the din? Amar Le, Rav Zira answered him, Lava Minalach, didn't I tell you already before that lo tapik nafshach labar mihilchasa, you shouldn't question the shiurim that the rabbanan say, meaning betzipor dror shiurucha rabbanan. When they said their shiurim here was talking about the specific bird, call it tzipor dror, and they knew exactly how much blood that has, and therefore in a revis it's going to be perfect, and therefore in lachadol shemadechet zatamayim tzipor dror, you're not going to have a big, it's not going to be that big that it's going to overwhelm the water. Bein lachtana, you're not going to have a tiny tzipor dror that shenidches mipnei amayim, rather it's going to be perfect. Okay, let's catch up on some Rashi's now. So we have our list of things that have to be visible. Afar sota dichsiv, as it says, elamayim shirei aleihem minaloksiv, since it doesn't say bamayim. Virok yevama leinei hazakenim, dichsiv has to be visible to the zakenim, as it says leinei hazakenim v'chaltza .. v'yarka. Ve'efer para digzera shave gemirei mehadadei afar sota, and efer para kedal kamon, as we'll see later on, digzera shava. Avdam tzipor shal metzora sheshachatu el kli cheres al maim chayim, that also has to be visible. Tzarich shalo yitain maim elik yashir shehei dam tzipor nikar v'em, shouldn't have too much water, should be enough to be just enough that you can see the blood in it. Tamulomer maim gores, the girsa is maim below garas ba maim the ha al hamaim chayim ksiv b'kras, says in the pasuk. V'kama hein revis, and how much is it? It's a revis. Could it come a farish l'kaman b'tzipor dror, as we saw? That's the shir of the chachamim, shiru chachamim, she'ein b'mina gdola. You're not going to tzipor dror, you're not going to find what is too big that's going to shemadches amayim, it's going to overwhelm the water. V'lo ktana shenidches mipnei amayim, nor are you going to find one that is so tiny that it's going to be overwhelmed by the water, which is a revis of water. Atpil bedam uvamayim, I might think you have to toivel bedam uvamayim, but filu ain nikari, and it's coming to teach me you have to toivel in the blood and the water, even if it's not nikar. Krachri niksiv, there's another pasuk, sheshochet l'tocha mayim, because then I have to shecht in the water. Varei hein murabi mimikar, if I'm shechting over the water, mele, I know that the blood's going to be going to the water. So he said, no, could be that v'lin continue l'vridim, that I grab the blood vessel in the neck. Shiachazama bein mespotav, I grab the vessel between the fingers. Shalo yetzei mehem dam, and then I let it drain into another kli, as we said. Gedola madeches asamayim, she'ein mayim nikar mipnei rov hadam. That you're going to have a big bird you're not going to see the water. Can you have so much dam? Lo tepuk nafshach labar mehilchot, didn't I tell you that kol divrei chachamim shenikbu al ta'arer achareim, when all the shirim that the chachamim said, whatever they said, you're not supposed to question. Okay, that's that. Let us return back to the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, hiktim afar lamayim pasul, that if by the sota the Kohen first put the dirt in the kli, the ground, and then he put the water on top, says the Tana Kama, that's pasul. Rabbi Shimon argues, he said, it's okay, b'di'evid, machshir. My time at Rabbi Shimon, why does he say it's okay, b'di'evid? He learns it, tichsiv, he learns it from the Efer Paraduma. It says, over there, v'lachu l'tamei, mi'afar srefas achatas, b'tanya, we learn in a braisa, I'm a Rabbi Shimon, since it says afar, right, earth, v'chi afarhu, is it earth by the Paraduma? V'lo eferhu, it's not earth, it's ashes. So Shina Kasuv Vimashmo, the Pasuk Dafka changed the Lashon and used the Lashon of Afar instead of Afer. Laduna Hemenu, so I can learn from it because they were Shava. Ne'emar Kan, it says by the Paraduma the word Afar, as we said. It changed it and said Afar. V'ne'emar Lahalan, it says by Sota also Afar. Ma Lahalan, just like by Sota Afar al Gabi Yamayim, that first you put the water and then you put the Afar on top. So Afkan, also here by the Paraduma, comes the afar first, comes the water first, and afar al gabi amayim, and then the earth on top of the water. Umakan, we can continue with the Gezira Shava. Umakan by Efer Paraduma. Higdim afar lamayim kasher. The bidi even though if you first put the dirt and then the water after it's kosher. So af lahalan, also later on by Sota, hikdim afar lamayim, bidi even you first put the afar and then you put the water on top, bidi even it's kosher. I've asked the Gemara, behasam by the paraduma minalan. How do we know over there, bidi even it's kosher if we first put the earth down? The Gemara answers, trei krak sivi, because I have two psukim by paraduma that seem to contradict each other. It says v'nasan alav ma'im chayim. It says alav alma. So we see from here that the afer bereisha. The first you put the afer, then the water on top. Uksiv, yet it says the opposite ma'im chayim el keli alma. We see from here that ma'im bereisha. The first you put the water, and then the ashes. Haketzad. So what's the, what? How do we understand this? The answer is it's coming to teach us that b'di'evid they're both okay. Ratzazen noten ratzazen no saying. If you want, you can first put in the water. You want, you can first put in the ashes. Whatever. Bidi Evid, it doesn't matter. Aye, Verabbanan, that they held that even Bidi Evid, it's possible. You can't do that. Because they learned that when it says, Nasan Maim Chaim El Keli, that that's Dafka. That first you have to Dafka put it that way. First the water, and then the ashes, or else it's no good. I love, and that which is as a love, that's coming to teach me something else. That's just teaching me la'arvan, that I have to mix the ashes inside the water. I asked the Gemara, ve'ema, why don't we say maybe the opposite? Maybe Allah is dafka. Maybe Allah should is maybe teaching me dafka, that I should first put in the afer into an empty kli and then put the water on top of the ashes. And El Keli, maybe that's teaching me something else. Shetei chiyusan b'kli. To teach us that I can't use the same kli, that I should not, to teach us that I should not take the water from the spring in one kli and then transfer it into the kli where I'm going to make the mechatas, but rather I have to take the water from the mayam with the same kli that I'm making the mechatas. Maybe that's what El Keli is trying to teach me. I have to use the same kli. Gemara says no, because ma matzinu b'chol makom that machshir lamala. Just like I found by in every place, specifically here we're talking about by the sota, we find that the machshir, which is the earth, by the sota, right? That's lamala. First comes the water and then the earth. So afkan, it makes sense that by the par it should be the same thing, that the machshir is lamala, that first comes the water and then the ash is on top. Okay, let's see Rashi. Afar l'mayim besota pasul k'dichsiv, as it says, v'nasan el hamayim al mamayim bereisha. The first comes the water. Uksiv v'asala kohenes kol haTorah hazos debeinan k'seder hakatuba. Parsha has to be in the order as it's written. Ma'ala halan besota mitzvaso lichachila is afar el hamayim. The first comes the water, and then the afar in it. K'dichsiv, as it says, ba. So afkan b'para that the afar el amayim mitzvah so kein lechachila, that should be the same lechachila. First comes the water and then the afer. Velo tema, don't say v'nasan alav is dafka the mashma afar to lechachila. That would be mashma. The first comes the afar. Umakan b'para hikdim afar lamayim. That's by the para. First comes the afar and then the water. And if one did the afar, first and then the water, bidi evid it's kosher. Kedem efarash azuz, we'll see. Ba'asa minal, how do we know the bidi evid it's kosher? Gabi para. Deim higdim the afar lamayim it's kosher. Mayim chayim el keli. So mashma mayim litzad hakli. Below afar chotzes ben tarim. It has to be the water, has to be directly, that's what's touching the clean. It can't be any earth. First, which would be chotzeitz. Rabbanan damar le'el besota hikti mafar lamayim pasul. Amrilach, they would tell you, no, bepara nami pasul, the deinachanami, even by para would be pasul, if I put it in the wrong order. The el keli dafka, because when it says el keli, that's teaching me dafka, has to first be the water and then afterwards the afer. The mashma mayim beresha. Behadiksiv ayvin asana love mayim, that's teaching me something else, it's teaching me to have to mix them larva. But then after I put the ashes in the water, I have to like shake it up. Maybe, why don't we say the opposite? Maybe the word alav is dafka. The first comes the ashes. El kli shetaheyach yusam mekli. And the el kli is teaching me that I have to be used the same kli. Again, says Rashi, Ve'ema alav, that's dafka she afar tchila. Maybe that's teaching me the alav, that first I have to put in the afar. Ve'hadik, see, even that which it says, Mayim chayim el keli, that's love, lemeim rashi heya mayim letzadakli. That's not what it's telling me, it has to be on the side. Ella, lemeim rashi chiyusin bekli. What does that mean? Shlo yitol min hamayan bekli acher. I shouldn't take from the Mayan from the spring in a different kli, mitain l'toch zeh and put into this one, ela b'kli zeh yeshavenu minamay, but the same kli I have to draw from the spring. Mamatzina b'chom makom, which means besota, the makshir l'mala, that the makshir always goes on top. Afar hu hamakshir l'mayim libdochota, that by the sota, the afar is what's makshir the water to test the woman. V'chein dam sipor as well, shel mitzora, shemakshir el hamayim lazada, that makshir is the mayim to sprinkle on the tamei person. So, af kan afar makshir es hamayim, so also over here the afar is makshir the mayim.